For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The big NATO meeting is coming up quickly, and President Trump's face-to-face session next week with Vladimir Putin is of some concern on Capitol Hill. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell doesn't seem to have any problems with the president meeting one-on-one with the Russian president.
I won't give him any advice about how that meeting should be conducted or who else should be in the room.
Top Senate Democrat Charles Schumer worries about the president meeting alone with Putin, calling the Russian leader very clever.
I am very much afraid what he would give away without any advisors to keep him in check.
Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Bob Corker warns Putin is not a friend to democracy, capitalism, or efforts to fight corruption. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking!
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
All 12 boys and their soccer coach are safely out of the flooded cave in Thailand after 18 days. The leader of the rescue effort through an interpreter.
Today, the Thai people, Team Thailand, government agencies and the private sector, together with media and all the international support, no one thought we could make it, but we did.
BBC reporter Jonathan Head has been at the scene since the drama began.
I think stunned disbelief is a good way of describing it. Everybody remained optimistic. They'd hoped this would work out, but nobody has ever carried out a cave rescue like this before. It was extraordinarily complex. You know, trying to bring out 12 kids who'd never dived, some couldn't even swim.
He says people there are overjoyed at the results of the rescue, which did keep the nation captivated for 2.5 weeks.
On the street, as the last ambulances came in, people came out in the streets and were applauding, and Thais are not usually that demonstrative.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A judge has ruled against a supposed church in Michigan in a case involving marijuana. With more on the story, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Indiana Attorney General Curtis Hill says he is pleased that the First Church of Cannabis will not be able to use marijuana as a sacrament. The Marion Superior Court ruling against the church, which had filed a lawsuit against the Attorney General's office under the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. The court found the church doesn't practice a true religion, but is just a group of marijuana activists. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Toronto's Public Health Board recommended that the government decriminalize all drugs for personal use in an effort to treat drug addiction as a health problem. Toronto Public Health's recommendation comes after a public consultation process with Toronto residents through community meetings and online surveys that found that Torontonians prefer a public health-based solution to drug addiction. Toronto has seen sharp spikes in opioid deaths in recent years. The board is expected to recommend that the federal government decriminalize the possession of all drugs for personal use and increase prevention, harm reduction, and treatment services. Last month, the Canadian government voted to legalize marijuana for recreational use across the country. The first date of legal sales is scheduled for October 17th. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.